Check your records. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The National Archives sending a letter to former presidents and vice presidents reportedly asking them to recheck personal records for any classified documents after the recent Trump, Biden, and Pence discoveries. Sources telling the Associated Press that letter went to representatives of former administrations dating back to President Reagan. Meantime, U.S. senators accusing the director of national intelligence of stonewalling requests for an assessment of possible national security risks from documents found so far.
Bipartisan lawmakers have demanded a damage assessment about AWOL documents for months. They've wanted information ever since the summertime raid on Mar-a-Lago and since the discovery of documents at the home of President Biden. It's unclear what's in the documents. That's why bipartisan lawmakers are upset.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. The intelligence community citing a cautious approach to releasing information because of two ongoing special counsel probes. Five fired Memphis police officers now charged with murder and a traffic stop beating. Police chief criticizing the officers but appealing for calm before video footage is released. Body cam footage in a South Carolina courtroom at the murder trial of a now former attorney charged with killing his wife and son.
The South Carolina state prosecutor played jurors the body camera footage from Colleton County Sergeant Daniel Green, who was first on scene. A visibly distraught Alec Murdaugh is heard saying he believes his wife Maggie and 22-year-old son Paul were killed in connection with a boating accident in which a girl was killed and Paul was charged.
He's been getting threats. Most of it's been benign stuff we didn't take serious. Okay. He's been getting, like, punched. I know that's what it is.
Now, Murdaugh's attorney questioned Green and a corporal about how they drove and walked over the crime scene, including shell casings and tire tracks, failing, he said, to protect evidence.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
President Biden says his economic plan is working, highlighting the new GDP number.
Economic growth is up. Stronger than expert expected at 2.9%, we're growing.
Visiting a union hall in Springfield, Virginia to make the case for his agenda and criticizing Republican proposals, he says will inflict pain while Republicans push to cut spending, arguing again Biden policies have fueled inflation. Storm cleanup continues in parts of Texas.
The Gulf Coast of Texas got lots of wind and rain from a tornado that touched down Tuesday. The town of Deer Park, east of Houston, suffered significant damage. Mayor Jerry Mouton says improving weather means cleanup has begun with a goal in mind.
That we have the bulk, if not all of the debris, removed by, if not tomorrow, at the end of business, at least over the weekend. So our objective is starting out next week, we can have most of the streets cleared.
A nursing home in the town was also heavily damaged. Residents there were evacuated in time, and no one was hurt. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
It's been a not-so-snowy winter in some parts of New England that usually get a lot of snow.
Gloucester, Massachusetts, about 30 miles to the northeast of Boston. And having a tough time getting snow into this fishing village, which is known for its nor'easters. Unfortunately, according to locals, they've only had about 6 inches, and they're used to 13 and a half inches or more in the month of January. A year ago this weekend, that nor'easter came in blowing conditions, piling up snow. You couldn't even see the Atlantic Ocean here, and what a difference a year actually makes.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray says while the northeast coast has had less snow, interior sections have had plenty. Wall Street gets back to rallying. The Dow right now up 143 points. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.